This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, what a day. It is election day. It's just getting started, but the polls are open. We want to say thanks to Democratic Party National Chair Jamie Harrison.
Your polls are open. The lines are developing. It's going to be one of them days, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it's one of them days. Listen to me. The thing about us that I know about us is we know how to endure. Black people, brown people, they know how to endure. You have had to. How else could you have survived this, the United States of America, if you didn't have the ability to endure? You know what? Somebody asked me one time, they said, Steve, what's one of your main attributes? I was talking to Keon Henderson, Pastor Keon Henderson. And we were talking, he said, Steve, what's one of your main attributes? I said, you know what it is, man? I've learned how to suffer. I suffer extremely well. God has given me the strength, the courage, the wisdom, and the know-how to stand still in the face of all adversity and just deal with it. God gave me that. If I didn't have that ability to just deal with it, a lot of the stuff would have just broke me. Because I've seen it break other people. But through God's strength, because the Bible says all things are possible. All things are possible for those who love the Lord. And I love Him. So He's given me that. But you know where I got it from? I got it from my father. You know where my father got it from? From his daddy, from his mama. My grandfather was a slave till he was 12 years old. My grandfather. My daddy was born in 1914. His father was a slave till he was 12. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Slavery didn't end because of Emancipation Proclamation. That slavery didn't end. That was slavery in Ohio to 1936. There were people held on plantations known, documented as late as 1936. I read the book called The Emancipation of Robert E. Sadler. He lived in Bucyrus, Ohio. I drove to sit in front of his house one time. When I worked for General Electric, I got history, man. I'm 67 years old. I've been around. I done seen a lot. That's why it just troubles me when I hear people talking about we gonna sit it out at the polls. We ain't going down there to vote. No, you have to, man. For all of the people who paved the way, for the 88-year-old caller who called in today, who asked everybody to go vote, for her mama Neil. For the man that called in and said we was under police attack, fire hose, German Shepherd stopping us from voting, and they stood in line so we could vote anyway. We got to vote, man. It's just a day. You can't lose your job for standing in line at the polls voting. They cannot discipline you and cause you pain on your job. You go straight to HR with that. Man, y'all got rights now. But if we keep letting let the wrong person get in, Project 2025 gonna take care of all these votes. You have got to vote today. Go stand in line. And once you are in line, even when the polls close, they cannot remove you from line. They cannot remove you from the line. Also, Jamie Harrison called in and said, if you have any trouble at the polls today, if you sense any okie doke, go to iwillvote.com immediately. They have lawyers standing by. They will protect your right to vote. Don't fall for the okie doke. Fold your arms. Be black. Fold your arms and be brown. We ain't going for the okie doke today. I have my credentials. I don't care what you say. And if you run up into any problem, let them have the smoke. iwillvote.com and get these lawyers down there and involved. Find you a black poll worker and walk up to them and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. They're over here talking about this right here. There's people over there that will help you. If you are in line today and you see an elderly person, and they even look like they remotely might be struggling, help them out. Get them some assistance. Get them to the front of the line. They want to vote because they know the importance of it. They ain't early voted because it's been a tradition to them to go get in line. My mom and daddy wasn't no early voting. They went out there and stood in line. My daddy missed work. He went early as soon as it opened. He told Frank, buddy, I'll be late today. I'm going to vote. All right, now, Jess, don't be down there too long. My father hanged the phone on. Blankety blank to blank, 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 blank. I'm going to vote blank you. Now, I need y'all to have that attitude today. Let's get to the polls and vote. Black men, if you have not voted, go down there and show up, man. This is our duty, man. Black women, you got to go vote. Latinos, you got to go vote. They already told you what they think of y'all country, Puerto Rico, and you already know what they think of Mexico. Well, I don't even know what the decision is. We have got to go vote. How many times somebody got to tell you they don't give a damn about you before you get it? I got it. Let's go vote, y'all. Today is it, the final day. Within the next couple of days, man, show would be great to rid this country of that BS. It sure would be great. Kamala Harris for President of the United States of America. That would be a great day. Y'all have a good one. Talk to God. He loves you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.